Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, podcast listeners of For Crying Out Loud, are you thinking, like I've been thinking, about cutting the cord on your television? Or maybe you enjoy getting a really high bill every month for your cable TV. Well, if you don't, I have a solution for you, Pluto TV. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Get this, you can watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never even asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up. You can just watch it for free. It's so easy and it's completely legal, and you can watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. All you have to do is download Pluto TV. It's the leading free streaming television service. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. So do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, before we, you know, really get into stuff, I want to tell you about our new sponsor, which, and we can talk even more about what they do after, because it's important. It's called, they're called Revolution Math, and they used to be Revolution Prep, and basically it's online tutoring for your kid, and we both love tutoring.
Especially
for math.
Yes.
Okay, because, and guess what? This company is a really good company, and you know how I know? My brother used to work for them. My brother years ago was a tutor with their original company, which was Revolution Prep.
Really?
Yeah, he was a math tutor.
Wow.
With them.
Look at you.
And he loved working for them. They do like really good work. So
This is conflict of interest though. Just kidding.
Go ahead. So here's what they do. It's like the live kind of tutoring, except for you actually get your own personal tutor who talks to your kid online
face to face
and helps you figure out the math and helps teach you the math. So much more convenient.
That's awesome. Like you get on Skype or FaceTime or something and you just, that's so cool.
So they do games, and basically for an hour every week, the students work on their math skills, and they also do like a once a week hangout with other kids who are being tutored. Yeah. So it's
that's
a whole
awesome
thing, so that they feel really good and they make sure that they are not just doing math. They love math.
I love that.
I know. So if you want to try this, you can enroll your student today and get your first month of classes for only
$19. Wow.
That's crazy.
I'm going to do it.
Inexpensive. Do you know how much like having a live tutor costs? Like your own personal? A lot. This is so inexpensive. Such a deal. RevolutionMath.com/FCOL. RevolutionMath.com/FCOL. Can't hurt. Get your first month for $19.
Get Dylan in here. I'm giving him this to sign up my children.
Also, Kapari.
Oh, Kapari. I love Kapari. I was just using their lotion, and Natalia was like, "Mom, you smell so good." And I was like, "Thank you. It's my Kapari." And she's like, "No, that's my." We were fighting over it.
That's so funny.
Yes.
You know what is also a great product that's new that they sent us? The deodorant.
Coconut.
Yeah. It's an all-natural deodorant. But you know how a lot of the deodorants that are on the market that are all natural
suck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you still stink?
Yeah.
The Kapari is really great. I've been giving it to Sadie. And she does not stink.
Right. It doesn't plug up your sweat glands.
Exactly. The deodorant, and it doesn't leave any sticky residue.
Doesn't leave any white.
It doesn't get on your clothes. It's great. And it has the subtle scent of coconut milk.
I love that.
Yeah. So say aloha to Kapari. Go to Kapari, Kopari, beauty.com/FCOL, and make the safe switch to that natural deodorant today. KopariBeauty.com/FCOL.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on? What's happening?
I'm just going to make a note here. So what's going on? Didn't you say you had stories, but then I think I started off with you and you're jumping off the diving board.
Yeah.
But I think you were going to tell me something else.
Well, I was going to tell you about going out with Robin.
Rob. Do we have to start every... Kaylin, let's start over. Do we have to start every show about Robin? Do you have to weave Robin into every conversation?
Here's what happened.
Poor John has to hear about Robin.
Robin is giving me like a new lease on life.
Robin.
I'm actually going out doing stuff. Can you believe it?
I know. I like that.
Could you believe it? Robin invited me and John.
Yeah.
John got out of the house too.
Oh, that's nice.
To go see Patton Oswalt.
Oh, that's cool.
At Largo.
I like that.
It was super fun. It was for her birthday. Her husband, who is... Okay, I feel like I want to tell you this story because it's really funny, but then I feel bad because it's like it's Robin's story. But I'm going to tell you anyway.
She doesn't
care. So Robin's husband, Wade, looks a lot like Dr. Drew.
Really?
Yes.
He's handsome? Well, she's a beautiful woman. So
yes.
She's tall. She's got that nice, luscious hair. Doesn't she have like thick hair?
Yeah. Yes, she's very pretty. And her husband, Wade, is like very, so sweet. Like nice people. She's got nice friends.
Yeah.
But apparently, and I'm going to butcher this story, but somebody, Robin and her husband were at like a thing, like a school function.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the moms comes up to another mom and she's like, oh my God, I saw Robin like with Dr. Drew at our fundraiser or whatever. And the other mom is like, that's not Dr. Drew, that's her husband, Wade.
Wow.
Dodo bird. Like he just, maybe he looks a little bit like Dr. Drew. So I guess the mom was like, oh my God, okay, wow. So cut to that mom who made that mistake goes to an actual like some show, some fundraiser somewhere else, and Dr. Drew's there.
What?
And this lady's like, fool me once, you know? that woman goes up to Dr. Drew and she's like, hi, I just want to introduce myself. I know you're Jack's dad and I'm Lucy's mom.
Oh my
and
God.
Dr. Drew's like, well, I'm not Jack's dad.
What drugs are you on?
Nice to meet you. And it was Dr.
That's
Drew.
So funny. That's crazy. Oh, my God.
Isn't that a funny story?
But this girl, she needs glasses.
I know. It's kind of true. He's like,
I mean, he's not
similar.
Like it's not like he's like been on TV a couple times. He's on TV all the fucking time.
I know.
You know?
I know.
How do you get that wrong? I mean, does Wade
look? I
don't know.
I'm going to try to find you a picture
of Wade. I'd like to see a picture of Wade.
Okay. I'm going to try to find you
one. They must have the same glasses. Silver fox.
Similar glasses. Wade's got, it's more like a vibe look.
Yeah.
I don't think he looks exactly like it.
Right. Jody used to have the huge crush on Dr. Drew when we lived in the Hollywood house. And she would come over and she'd just be hanging out, you know, and she doesn't wear makeup or anything. Like, I always say Jody looks like Angelina Jolie, but she looks like Angelina Jolie saving children in Ethiopia. Not the red carpet with the leg out, Angelina Jolie. So she's just got that natural Angelina, you know, she doesn't wear makeup.
Right.
So I think she looks beautiful, but she, you know, she has a huge crush. And then she's sitting there one day with me at my table in the kitchen, and you hear Drew's voice, and it's a distinguished voice.
Right.
And he's coming down the hall talking to Adam, and he's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, hey, Drew. And she's like, her whole face turned sheet white. And she was like, are you fucking kidding? Like, she did not want to say hi to him because
well,
she was embarrassed.
Maybe she should think about wearing makeup once in a while.
Yeah, I know. But she did not think she was going to run into
him. Here's kind of a blurry picture of him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you kind of
see?
Yeah,
I could see it. Yeah.
Yeah, let me try to find some photos of him. Yeah.
So she just, you know, anyway. He's
That's
a silver
really
fox.
Funny.
So, Robin, you better watch out because, you know, your husband's a good-looking guy.
Okay, that's not him. I thought that was him for a minute. Yeah.
So where'd you guys
go? People love him. So we went to Largo.
To see Pat. So how was it?
So it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to show you something else too.
Does he just do stand-up or does he do like a, like didn't he write a book or something? Does he do, because you know, these comedians these days are doing different acts, you know?
So, no, he did comedy. So, here's what happened. I'm sorry. I got distracted because I was trying to find a picture of Wade. But I'll do that during, you know, when someone else is telling us. Wow, Robin, you really have, like, no pictures of your husband on your Facebook. Are you actually married?
Okay. So
that'd be funny if she was stalking Dr. Drew.
So this was so cool. So we get to the show, and Patton comes out first, and he's really funny, and it just feels like he's just written. Now, I'm a comedian. I've been a comedian for a million years. Not that I don't do it anymore, but I'm kind of a tough customer.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to just be cracking up at, like, any random, like, some bad jokes.
Right.
But Patton comes, and usually I can tell whether people, whether everything is planned or whether people are riffing.
Right.
But Patton's really seamless. Like, he comes out and he starts talking about the food that the owner of Largo left in the green room and all this healthy food, that stuff that's made of, like, chia seeds.
Right.
And he's just ranting about it, and I was dying laughing. Then I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if it was just Patton doing an hour and that's the whole show.
Right.
But no, so then and then I was telling Robin and her husband a story about how when I knew Patton Oswalt, like, many years ago, he was writing partners with this guy named Blaine Kapach. And they wrote on Mad TV. And all, like, every week I was doing this gig. I was running a little show at a club in Hollywood, and they would come in together, and Patton would rant about his bosses at the, and just be like, these guys are fucking assholes. They have a terrible sense of humor. And he would he was so angry,
right?
He was just bitter and angry and clearly hated his job and thought everybody was just a fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
And then he would pitch us the ideas that got turned down that day at work.
Right,
that week. And it would be really funny. But then Blaine would come up separately and just do, like, jokes. Like, he was, like, the good kid, right? He was, like, always scared of getting in trouble. Well, Patton ended up getting fired.
Really?
Yeah, from Mad TV. And I think for, like, having a shitty attitude. But he didn't care. And Blaine stayed and kept his job. And I was like, and I wonder, this is what I was saying to them. I was like, I wonder if Blaine is ever just, like,
what's he doing?
What happened? Like, how was I playing by the rules and, like, and I'm just still a writer and Patton's hugely famous? Like, how's that fair? There's no justice.
Yeah.
Well, right as I was finished telling, so then Patton finishes. He comes out first. He does his little thing. Out comes Blaine Kapach.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that funny?
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was like, oh, my God, what are the chances?
Was he?
He was the MC.
Okay.
So it was like a little evening of comedy.
Okay.
So then the MC comes out. Blaine comes out and he does some jokes and he's funny. And then he brings out a guy named Jared Logan. Have you heard of him?
No.
Kaylin, have you ever heard of a comedian named Jared Logan?
I haven't.
Super, super funny.
Really?
I was
dying.
Does
he have a job?
Maybe you could find us a little clip of Jared Logan.
Jared Logan.
It'd be really fun.
Okay.
To hear, like, a minute of his comedy.
Okay.
Then Bo Burnham.
I don't know who that is either.
Bo Burnham does piano. He does, like, parody songs. He's super funny and smart.
Okay.
And he also directed the movie Eighth Grade.
Oh, okay.
Which I took the kids to see.
Oh, I gotta see
which
that.
I'll tell you about.
Yeah.
Really good movie.
Is it out?
It's out, yeah.
Okay.
I took Elby and 3 8th grade friends.
Uh-huh. That's
with
cute.
Her. So, and I will tell you about that in a minute. So it was really good. So Bo Burnham came out, and he's a big name. And then the guy, Kumail. Kumail.
He's on
from the Big Sick,
Silicon Valley.
And Silicon Valley. Oh my God,
I love him.
Crying, my stomach hurt. He was so funny. He's so funny.
He is funny. He is. Well, I mean, I've never seen a stand up, but he's a funny actor.
And he came out and he was like, "Oh, I haven't done stand up in 6 months," and he proceeded to tell this story about, like, smelling a weird smell in his house, he and his wife, and they called the fire department because they got scared that maybe there was, like, a fire in the wall. They didn't know, but they were like, well, what if there is? Well, you know, we don't want to – they briefly consider just, like, packing up all their stuff and going to a hotel and then checking Twitter, their neighbor's Twitter account to see if their house burns down. So they call the fire department. It's a super funny story. It turns out to just be a skunk.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like, the fire department comes in and they're just like, oh, you mean the skunk smell? And they're like, oh, okay, here's the – I don't know.
He's older, Jared
Logan.
No,
he's not.
Oh.
He's actually not.
He looks old.
I know he does look old there, but
this is just a clip from him on James Corden's show.
Okay. He's not old.
tell you, I used to live in the South, and then I moved to New York City for a while. And if you've not been to New York City, do not go, because it is rough. It is a rough. It's covered in rats. Did you know that? There's lots of rats there. And here's the thing. When I lived in the South, okay, this is true. Sometimes I'd be going to work in the morning, I'm not making this up, and a bunny rabbit would hop across the street. Yeah, and I'd be like, aw, my day had a bunny in it, you know? When I was going to work in the morning in New York City, legions of rats would just be cross. They would talk to me. They'd be like, winter is coming. They were like terrifying. There were so many rats in New York City that sometimes I'd be in a restaurant and I would like order at the restaurant and they'd bring my food and I'd have to go, oh, I'm sorry, waiter, this is rats. And he'd be like, oh yeah, you're right. And then he'd bring food. There were so many rats in New York City. Sometimes I'd turn my air conditioning.
But that's not that funny. Yeah. But he's really funny.
Okay.
He's really funny. You guys go, I don't know, go check out some.
Well, maybe we should all become friends with Robin so that she could take us all out to a fun night.
I know. It was really fun. And we actually went, we were like grown-ups.
You had a double date.
She invited four couples. No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Robin and her husband, me and John. Yeah, four couples were
that's
eight of
nice.
Us.
Aww.
And, oh, but so then I get it. I told my friend, Bonnie, okay, I told Bonnie on the phone the other day. I was like, oh my God, this is what we did.
Bonnie's
and have you heard of this?
A comedy.
She's a comedian.
Right.
Yeah, so Bonnie sends me this text this morning. I'm going to show it to you first. This is from the show. The show.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
who's
that's
that?
All the comedians.
Who, no?
That's
who's
oh,
that?
Oh, my God. I hate you. Wait a second. Was that night he
so
was there?
So this is Patton. That's Patton's wife.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture.
That's Kumail.
That's Patton's wife?
And that's Patton's wife. And who's that? Who's that fella that
fuck
apparently came out to the
you
show to watch? John
I hate
Hamm.
You. John Hamm.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big comedy guy. That's the thing.
Yeah.
People don't know that. He hangs out with like Sarah Silverman and that crowd. Like he runs with that crowd.
And he has a big penis.
Yes, he
big
does.
Big comedy guy, big penis.
Allegedly.
We've seen the outline.
I mean, I remember seeing him. But see, I didn't appreciate him until I saw Mad Men. So he would be at Jimmy Kimmel's house on Sunday football. And I would go over there and collect the kids or get Molly or whatever. And I'd go in and get out. Go in and go out. And guys everywhere. And I just remember seeing him. And saying hi, not really. I knew he was like a celebrity, but I was like, yeah, hi. Got my kids and then left. Then I watched Mad Men. And then I was like, holy shit, Jimmy's friends with him. Oh, my God. All those times I ran into him and I didn't appreciate him. You know, I'm watching Mad Men.
Right.
Then one day, out of the blue, I come home with groceries. And,
oh,
and I walk
this.
Up the stairs. My hair looks like hell. It looks like a rat's nest. I had no makeup on. I was smelly from because sweating and running errands.
You're like Jody
hot.
Running into Dr. Drew.
Exactly. And I walk. I bring him the groceries and I walk up. And oh, I'm already upset because some asshole parks their spider sports car, hotshot car in our driveway in my parking spot. And I hated when people did that. And so I would go, who the fuck puts their car, like I'd scream it, but this time I didn't, but I was already mad. And I walk in and I was like, God damn it, who parked under my breath? And I look over and there's John Hamm sitting with Adam. And I was like, I dropped the groceries. And I leave the room for a second and I put on a little lip gloss. And then I come back and I go, Adam, how dare you? Would you please give a woman a heads up next time you decide to bring a hot, dreamy TV star actor over? Okay.
And why did he bring him over again?
He just, hey, I don't know. He just wanted to, like, he's hung out. He's been over at the shop. He's a dude's dude.
Right.
You know,
I don't know.
He was just hanging out with Adam and he parked in my parking spot. And I was already irritated. And there's John Hamm. And my stomach dropped. And I was like,
so it was John Hamm's car?
It was John, yeah. He was there
oh
in our
God.
House. He parked in my spot. And I was about to, you know, fucking give somebody a piece of my mind.
Right.
Until I figured out it was, you know, what the hell was his name on the show? Don Draper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So now I'm a huge fan. And now I've never ran into him since. And he was just here not that long ago over at the other shop.
Right.
Yeah, and then getting hot. And again,
it's
Adam
like we're both having near misses.
Mm.
Like he was at the place where
so
I was.
He was at the place.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see that picture.
And it wasn't such a big place either. It's not like
it's a good
I
picture
mean,
of him.
I should have seen him there.
And is he dating?
I don't know, but it was kind of sad that he was, you know, with that woman, Jessica, from Kissing Jessica Stein, or Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer, for like for 20 years.
Yeah, I think I know why.
Why?
I read a story on him in Vanity Fair, an interview with him. And he lost his, God, is he cute. God damn, is he fucking cute.
He's really
anyway,
cute.
Anyway, I read an interview with him in Vanity Fair, and he has mom issues. So I think he was with that mean woman, allegedly. She's mean from people. We've talked about
She's supposed to be mean?
Like Ellen mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
allegedly
know that. Oh.
From people that, not the Jessica, Kissing Jessica Stein people, other people that I used to work with at ABC that knew her.
Okay.
She was very, and not very nice to him, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And I think, and I was like, why, you know, reading that article, why was he with her for so long? And then it kind of, I think, that's me just using psychology. I don't know.
Did he got famous, got some self-esteem, and was like, see ya, bitch?
No, he was with her for a long time. He was with her for like 20 years.
I know.
And then they broke up. They broke up like 2 months before he won Best Actor, finally. He finally won his Best Actor.
You got to be like, I effed up.
Yeah.
If you're her.
Oh, okay. If you're her, how about if you're a one Mrs. Gina Kimmel? I talk about hot arm. Like, here she is married to Jimmy for so long, since they were kids, since teenagers.
Right.
They got married young. He was 19 and she was 20. And they had kids young. His kids are already grown up. One works over at Kimmel. And you're Gina Kimmel and you're with him for, I don't know, 15, 16, 18 years, married. And then he decides, by the way, he is a guy that would be married forever. He is a family man. Divorce was never really in his – in fact, he was the one that was – when the Dixie Chick girl asked Adam to go with her as her date to the music awards, Jimmy was like, are you fucking high? And he's like, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know. It's like her manager reached out to my manager. She was on Loveline. She thought it was funny. And she wanted a date. And
which one was that? Was it the
Natalie
tall kind of – oh, the main one?
Yes, Natalie Main.
Oh.
And then, you know –
She's not as big a threat.
Oh, I got a funny – I don't think I've ever told this story. But I've told this story, but I'll tell you the second story. So anyway, Jimmy was like upset with her. Anyway, with Adam. Like, you have a girlfriend for 7 years. You're going to go – and already, like, I'm telling you, like, propose. Like, he's been telling her, Adam, to propose to me.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, shit or get off the pot.
So did he go out with the girl?
Yeah, he went with her. Like, there's video of him. Like, she won, too. She won. Like, they won. Like, best album. It was, like, the best new artist in country music. It was
did
their
he make
first
out with her?
Year. No.
Oh, he better not have.
He left and – right. He left and went to Loveline. He couldn't stay and party because he had to do Loveline. But he did get to go to the awards because the awards are early at like 5.
Right.
And Adam – and Jimmy was like, why would you do that? That's terrible. Like, you're not engaged to Lynette. She wants to get married. She's already has a complex about it. And now you're going to take Natalie Main to the Country Music Awards? And she won. You know, and so –
were you dying?
Yeah, I was mad. I was upset. And then – but he was like, put it to me like, look, it's a business thing. Like, the manager reached out to my manager.
Right, right,
I was
right.
like, I don't care. And then that's when Jimmy was like, now you got to get her a ring, you know, whatever. But anyway, so Gina.
And this was post-breakup?
I can't remember.
So did he propose shortly after that?
I think it was before the breakup. And then he proposed and then we broke up. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't after.
Okay.
Because after
okay.
the breakup, it wouldn't have happened.
Oh, okay.
So Gina, imagine being Gina. Okay, so Jimmy, as I'm saying, he would never get a divorce. But the two of them got married too young, and they fought like cats and dogs. And, I mean, I have pictures of us, you know, the four of us out to dinner, and there's, like, Jimmy's, like, flipping her off in the background. And so...
Like, for real, because he was mad?
Like, just joking, you know, he's, like, flipping her off, you know, like, you know, he would never do that to his current wife. But he... So anyway, they fought a lot, and then they get a divorce.
Were they that couple that was like uncomfortable that would that you just didn't know if they were going to start fighting when you were out?
Not, no.
Like, or bickering?
They were funny. They were fun. She had a good personality. I mean, no, she didn't have a good personality. She had a good sense of humor. She was had a puss on all the time. Adam and her did not get along because she was you know, kind of bitchy. Like, she would walk into the Man Show production offices like she owned the place. Like, where's Jimmy? You know, like that. Like, who are you again? Like, I'm Gina. You know, she did that. A little too much. And and Adam, when he first met Jimmy, like, they fell in love with each other. So he would call all the time. She'd be like, Adam's on the phone again. And she would just put the phone down and walk away. And he'd go, hello? Hello? And, like, Adam built Jimmy his office in his house. Like, he built drawers and stuff like that. And he was over there working. And she just treated him crappy. But anyway, but she was a good friend, though. She was like, you know, she was a do or die friend.
So why did they, instigated the divorce?
So what happened was is that they just started really getting depressed and realizing, like, what am I doing? And so Jimmy was on the cusp of ABC. He didn't have the ABC show yet. He was, like, still in Man Show days. But let's also, he did win an Emmy for Win Ben Stein's Money. Or was nominated for Win Ben Stein's Money. So he was a little bit, but he wasn't Jimmy Kimmel Live yet.
Right.
But, you know, he was getting hit on by other people. So he's just like, look, we've been married for so long. We don't get along. We don't like each other. You know, she would talk loudly at parties about how gross he was and how she hated having sex with him. And
what?
And she hated to give blowjobs, but she did it anyway and blah, blah, blah. I mean, loudly in front of him. Like, that's how they were.
Oh, boy.
And they just put up with it. I mean, that's how they were. But so finally he just was like, let's call it quits. And then she was like, okay. And then, like, a month later, he gets called in to meet the executives at ABC.
Oh.
And then he gets now.
And
now,
she was probably like, hold up a second.
Right.
Not so fast.
And
he's like, no.
But now he's Jimmy Kimmel. Now he's hosting the Oscars. And she's moved back to Chicago. So it's kind of like, you know.
I feel like men are like this. We've talked about this before. But I feel like men are like, when they fall in love, that's it. Like, they're in.
Right.
You're not going to – women are always thinking like, oh, what if I wear the wrong thing or say the wrong thing or act like a bitch one day? They're going to be like over me.
Right. No.
No, guys are just like – even if you turn out to be kind of a bitch, they're going to be like, well, I don't know. I still love her.
Right. And that's how you what? Right.
Right. But when they're out – They're out. So, like, if
there's
you
no
really
going.
Wear them down and go, like, I'm done. I don't want to be with you anymore. And they really get the message. This is – I'm, of course, generalizing.
Right. No, I agree.
But then I think men, once that thing is broken, they're like,
there's no walking back.
I'm done.
Right.
Like, you're not going to prey on their sentimental side.
Right. No, that doesn't happen.
That's more women.
Right. Right.
Like, so if the guy, I just think that women are way more fickle at the beginning, too. Like, we could be super, super into the guy.
Yes. But
and then they wear, like, a weird colored suit. And we're like, oh, I never pictured myself with somebody who would wear a fanny pack or a weird colored suit.
Right.
Or have jean
nappy
shorts
hair.
Or have nappy hair. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way he eats or something changes in us.
Right.
And men are always scared that women are going to do that. And we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, men are like, what if tomorrow she feels differently? And we do all the time.
Right.
But we're always scared that guys are going to do that to us, and they rarely do at the beginning.
Exactly.
Unless it's just really early and it's all they're not that into it. I'm talking about when they're in early on, into it. Like, they feel like they're falling in love.
Right.
They're in.
They're in. And that's what he was. And she would have been, you know, Mrs. going to the Oscars. But, you know, They didn't have a really good marriage. And and I mean, you know, it was – but listen, and also he's very good to her. I'll just say that. Like, he's still to this day very good. Like, he doesn't need to be. The kids are already gone.
Is she remarried?
She lives with her boyfriend. Oh. And he's cute. She has a boyfriend for a long time. And he's really cute. Yeah. And they moved to Chicago. And she has a nice little life in Chicago. And everything's fine. But,
you guys Facebook friends?
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. And Instagram friends.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, you know, and like I said, he takes care of her. So, I mean, she's the mother of his two children. So, okay. So here's the funny thing.
Okay.
I don't think I told the story. So when Adam went on the Dixie Chick thing, Maybe Adam's fan. I don't know. Did I tell you about the prank, the man show offices that Jimmy did to Adam? Dixie Chick prank? No.
Otherwise, I don't think so.
Okay. So a few weeks after the date. So a few weeks after the date, so they go to the award show. I'm still like, you know, a little hurt. I'm hurt, but I'm like, right. You know, he's trying to make up for it. He's taking me to dinner. And he's like, look, I'm not interested in her at all. You know, she's not my type. Blah, 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 blah. She's right, perfectly nice. But, you know, and they're still friends to this day. Like, they'll see each other. They, you know, tweet at each whatever. But so Jimmy, okay, so they're working on the man show. They're writing in the offices. And Adam has a delivery, special delivery, and it's flowers. And it says to Adam, you know, thank you for taking me. I had a great time. Love, Natalie. And he was like, hey, everybody, look at this. Look at the flowers I got. Look at – Kaylin, you know the story?
Oh, I've heard it many times.
Okay. Look at the flowers. And if I screw it up, let me know because it's kind of been a while.
Will do.
All right. Then he was like, look at this. Look at Natalie. She's into me, right? Look at that. And, oh, yeah, good for you, Adam. Okay, and then a few days go by, and do you remember what came?
I think there were multiple ones that came in between. I just remember the last one, I believe.
Okay, so then, the second thing came a couple days later, delivery for Adam, a huge, like, hero Subway, not from Subway, but, like, sandwich, for the whole office.
Right,
like,
right.
Love, thank you again. I really had such a great time. I think you're a funny guy. I'm glad we met on Loveline. I know you work hard. Here's sandwiches for you. And he'd be like, hey, fellas, look at this. It's kind of weird, though. Like, 3 days later, she's going to send me a sandwich? Like, well, what? But that's nice. Okay, that's nice. And then Jimmy's like, you know, you really should call her and thank her. Did you thank her for the flowers? And he goes, and that's not Adam. Adam would never think, like, he doesn't think about that. And he goes, should I? No, 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 no. Well, now she sent you a sandwich. Now you better thank her, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, maybe I'll send her an email. And then another, like, a week goes by. And then it's like Valentine's Day, I think. Or around Valentine's Day, and a pie comes because he likes pie, and with it was.
It was getting a little more intense. Like, hey, give me a call. Let's go out again. Type thing.
Right. The card said, yeah.
Right.
I really, give me a call when you can. I'd like to see you. If I know you have a girlfriend, but like let's just stay friends. Like, let's go to dinner.
Right.
And I know you like pie. And Adam's like, all right, this is getting weird, guys. Like, she wants me to call her. And then Jimmy's like, well, you know, and their desks were facing each other. And Jimmy would be like, well, you got to call her now. You better. You can't just leave her hanging. And he's like, all right, okay. All right. And then, like, so he picks the phone up. He calls her. It goes to voicemail. Hey, Natalie, thank you so much for the flowers and the sandwiches and the pie. I really appreciate it. And okay, thanks. You know, didn't say let's go to dinner, whatever.
Right.
And then it, but they wouldn't let it go. Like, guys, don't you think this is weird? Like, and everybody's like, yeah, it's all right, whatever. Like, and he's like, you guys are just jealous. Don't you want to talk? Like, I think this is kind of weird that she's sending me. What do I do? And then Jimmy's like, you better hope Lynette doesn't find out about this. You better hide that pie, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then he gets in the mail or in the, delivered, I don't know what it was, but it came with panties, like women's, like a G-string, and just said, I mean it. Like, when are you going to call me? And he was like, all right. Oh, my God. You guys, like, look at this. Look at what I'm doing. What's going on? And they're all standing around. They're like, well, call her then. And he's like, fuck. And he, like, I don't know. He took a while to work up to make the phone call. He got her on the phone. She was in a Pottery Barn in, like, Nashville with her mom. And he's like, she's like, hello. And he's like, hey, Natalie, it's Adam Carolla. And she's like, hey, Adam, how's it going? And he's like, yeah, it's going good. So, yeah, I hope you got my message the other day. I really thank you for everything. But, you know, I have a girlfriend, right? And she was like, huh? And he said, I have a long-term girlfriend, but I appreciate everything you've sent. And she's like, I sent. And then She, in her mind, when you ask her, she's thinking, well, maybe my manager sent some flowers. And he's like, the flowers are great, but then, you know, the panties. And she's like, panties? And he's like, and he looks up, and everybody in the office has their head down laughing, and there's like a camera on him. They videotaped it the whole time, every day. They got it all on video, and everybody had their head down laughing. And he's like, you mother. All right, I got to go, Natalie. Bye. Like, hangs up, and he's like, you fucking assholes. What kind of animal does this to a human being? Like, how embarrassing. And also, he felt so great about getting, like,
right,
he was a little let down now.
Right,
like, he thought Natalie Maine was really into him, and he was kind of, like, digging it.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Yeah. So she knows the story, like, she's
now
been
she,
told?
Now she knows. Now she knows the story. Like, if she goes on Stern or something and it's brought up, they'll.
Right.
Like, yeah. She thinks it's hilarious.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah. But at the time, she's like, panties? What? With her mom in a Pottery Barn.
In Nashville.
In Nashville.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God. You know what? This would be a good time to tell you about ZipRecruiter.
Tell us about ZipRecruiter.
You know, it's really hard to find qualified candidates, and it takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have had to hire people before. You have had to hire people mm-hmm. before. And
yeah.
who needs to go through piles of resumes and stress yourself out trying to look at, does this person really have this skill?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
But ZipRecruiter does that for you. They send your job that you are trying to fill over to 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there, Lynette.
No.
Mm-mm. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find the people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job. You will probably find somebody the first day, within the first day.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America.
Wow.
Yeah. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free
at
this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. ZipRecruiter, it's the smartest way to hire.
Do it, guys.
Also,
support our advertisers.
Tell them about Diff.
Diff. Well, now that I have my glasses on, Diff is a charitable eyewear and they're a disruptive designer eyewear brand focused on doing good, which is something that I love. The founders, they saw a lack of affordable, high-quality eyewear and set out to change that. And they offer the same quality eyewear as overpriced luxury brands, but at a fraction of the cost. So if you go check them out, they have a ton of variety of styles. The biggest thing that I love about Diff is that their main focus is doing good in the world. For every pair of sunglasses sold, Diff is donating a pair of reading glasses to someone in need around the world through various charity partners, including Restoring Vision. Diff is also helping empower local artisans and improve education in Uganda through their project, through their program, the Sabo Project, which employs local women to hand make the pouches for the sunglasses. So tons of styles, cat eyes to aviators to all kinds of like dorky. If you want to look like a dork, go ahead.
I love that look.
Yeah. So what you want to do is you're going to go to Diff Eyewear, D-I-F-F, like Diff as in making a difference in the world, diffeyewear.com. And if you put in FCOL in the promo, you'll get $25 off your order and help make a difference in the world. So go to diffeyewear.com. Put in FCOL and get $25 off your order, which is awesome. And then you'll also know you did good in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Right. My God, yeah.
What else is going on?
Can I just tell you that so you went to your orientation yesterday.
Yes,
that's
I
why
did.
We're recording on a Tuesday. How was that?
A little overwhelming and kind of scary, but
really?
Well, it's middle school, and there's all these kids, and they're like, some of them look like adults, and they're big, and I don't know. It's just, I think about what the future could bring, and it's, I don't know. It's a little overwhelming. It's kind of scary. I don't know.
I know.
But
our kids
are
still young.
I know.
But they're in sort of a sweet spot right now.
Yeah. And they took, like, the local bus from their school to the pizza place or whatever, and one of the moms followed the bus.
Of course.
And I get the text coming through like, I'm following them. They got off a little early, but I'm watching them. Okay, they got to the restaurant. Okay, they're fine. I'll be back in an hour to pick them up, you know.
Right.
Which was sweet. But yeah, it was fine. But so school is not in session now. But yesterday was orientation. And then this Thursday is the first day of school.
So ours is next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, this is Friday that we're talking right now.
Right. So school already started for
yesterday.
Me. Yesterday.
And mm-hmm. next Thursday it starts for us.
And Sunny will be gone next Thursday on his way to Monterey. Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. But I'm happy. The kids are happy that they got – there's like school one and school two. They divide it. I don't know.
Okay.
And they got mostly all of their friends are together in school. They're all in the same school.
Like one or two got left out or –
Like one or two, but you know what? That's fine. My kids were always the ones left out throughout the whole elementary. All their friends got everybody in the same class. Sunny and Natalia always got the crappy teachers. Not always, but we all know who they are in elementary. So now moving forward, they're with their friends, and they pretty much all have the same. And finally, Sunny and his best friend from kindergarten, Jensen, are in the same class this year. They are in one. They have one class together.
Oh,
no,
that's
they have
good.
Two. They have two.
Oh, good.
Yes, they had, since kindergarten. They've never been in the same class until this year, middle school. So, but they're happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Are they excited for school?
Natalia is so excited, and she's on the ball. She got all the supplies at Office Depot and everything that we needed.
And is she in any classes with Olivia?
I don't know. See, here's the thing. A bug went out by accident, I guess, a week ago,
uh-huh.
and I got a text from a mom. Hey, go online on the parent portal. They have the classes are released. So I go online, and I see Sonny's class, and I see his friend's class, and I see Natalia's class. But then I get texts from other moms, like, which classes do you have? And, blah, blah, blah. And then another moms are like, I can't find it. I can't. And I'm trying to help one mom on text, and I'm thinking, this mom has a daughter that's going to UCLA in biochemistry. She is a therapist, and her son, who is Sonny's friend, like can rig any kind of technology, knows like code and all that kind of stuff, and she can't figure out the portal, the parent portal. I'm trying to tell her. I'm
right.
The one asking all the time, like, how do I find out? Now I'm helping her. She can't. Well, what happened was it went out and then it got taken down immediately. It was by mistake. Then we got an email going, sorry if there was any confusion. Those are not the permanent schedules. They can change.
Oh.
But come to find out, the school won't change. Like number one or number two school won't change.
Okay.
So we don't know yet exactly which classes they have anyway.
When do they find out?
Thursday, when they get there.
Oh, not till they get there?
I guess. Or maybe the night before. I don't know. I don't know. I should ask the mom. I don't know when they get it. But.
Well, have you been hit with any volunteer asks yet?
Yes. Well, some of the moms that I was talking to at the tournaments or whatever said, well, we'll be there first day in the morning and we'll be there the first 2 days of school volunteering because they need volunteers, PTA, blah, blah, blah. Lynette, if you want to help, we'll be there. And I'm thinking, no, I won't be there. Have fun. God bless. But that's all I've gotten. And it, yeah, just the email that's like, join the PTA. You're going to love it. You should be joined. And I'm going to go and I'm going to sit in the first PTA meeting because I'll be there, drop whatever. But from then on, I can't tell you what I'm going to do. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
I feel burned out by volunteering.
Already?
Well, I feel burned out from my last years.
Me too.
Even though I didn't do that much. You know, I didn't do that much.
I didn't do any.
I decided that this year I'm going to be the mom. Okay, because I've already started getting these emails for the back-to-school picnic. So I get it. Like, look, the schools don't run themselves. You know, it shouldn't be up to the teachers to throw the back-to-school picnic.
Right.
But who cares? I don't even need a back-to-school picnic.
Who needs a picnic?
You know, nobody
it's
needs
hot.
It. Right. But okay, whatever. They want to have a picnic and, look, they want volunteers. And somebody obviously took it on and sent out a sign-up genius to do stuff. So at first I got it and I got all like bitter, like, oh God, so many jobs, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then I thought, okay, you know what? Maybe this is an opportunity. Like I do this kind of stuff and then I don't take on the big stuff like
right.
I have in the past. Like I don't chair anything.
There you go.
Or co-chair anything.
Right.
Like,
that's
let other
idea.
People do it. My kids are in fifth grade.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I was like, once I had that thinking, I was like, all right, I could bring 150 mini water bottles to this thing and man the booth that sells the treats for
right.
an hour.
Right. Right.
What do I care anyway? What do I want to walk around and like socialize with these people?
Yeah. I'd rather sit at booth. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Sure. I'll do that. I'll volunteer. I'm going to be there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple hours in.
Because
you have to do, if you have two kids in the school, you have to do 75 hours at my school.
Oh, they give you hours? They gave us events. Like, we're doing the big Halloween thing. Oh, thank God. We don't have to do that anymore. The whole Halloween haunt
was
the big fundraiser. And so you got it. Like, both parents have to be there. You think Adam ever went? He went. He talked. He socialized. He didn't go man a booth. I had to go man booth four times four.
Right.
So, because I had to do both kids, both parents, I had to sign up. So they make you do those things. But now that I'm not in the elementary, now I'm in the middle school, I don't know what to expect. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, middle school usually requires less volunteering because they do less stuff like that. And it's they don't expect parents to be at events as much.
Right.
In fact, last year, LB, they do this like a – it's like a jogathon, like that thing that I'm always asking people for donations for. Mm-hmm. But they did this race thing, and it sort of went out like that the parents could come and support the kids for the race. Like the younger kids, all the parents come. It's like a big deal.
Right.
But the middle school one, LB was like, Mom, don't come. Mm-mm. Parents are not coming.
Yeah.
And I didn't go. I just picked her up afterwards. But I felt a little guilty about it. I was like, did anyone's parents show up? And she goes, no.
Right.
People don't come to that. You don't need to be there.
Right. Because so we've talked about how in the past sometimes we're the dumb ones that show up.
Right.
And we're like, where the fuck are all the other parents?
Right. Well, this is especially with the middle school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The elementary school, I feel like Sadie and Xander at this point kind of know that, like,
they know you're
they're
a
sort
no
of
guy.
Like, we've been there, done that. yeah, they know I'm a no. I mean, I do go to – I've never missed, like, their show. But remember, remember a couple years ago when LB was in fifth grade? Do you remember this? I forgot to show up for some – reading something where they were showing their publishing party where they'd written a piece. Do you remember that LB was so upset and crying and I felt awful about it?
Yeah.
And she was like, you were the only parent that didn't show up. And at first I bought into it and I was like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then she's like, but so-and-so's mom like talked to me and I got to read my story to her. And then the mom said to me like, then I was getting texts. Two different parents texted me. They're like, did you know that the thing, party thing was now?
Oh, God.
Like, are you coming?
The worst.
And I was like, no. Like, I thought I'm coming for pickup. And they're like, oh, it's okay. Some other parents, like, are with LB. They acted
that's
like.
The worst.
Yeah. So then I walk in all, like, and LB'd been, like, crying a little bit. And at first I felt so bad. But then I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You're in the fifth grade. Do you know how many parents don't go to anything of their kids?
Right.
Like, and guess what? By the way, I'm not the only parent that didn't show up for this.
Right,
like,
right.
Maybe the other parents that are there try to act like that so that they can make themselves feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm here. I'm sorry, but so-and-so's mom always comes to everything.
Yeah.
No, there are a lot of people that work that don't come to this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
You're not the only one. And you know what? You're going to have to get used to it because life is going to bite you in the ass. And sometimes people don't show up for stuff.
That's right.
You can't be all set. Think, oh, my mom doesn't love me because I didn't show up for one thing. I forgot. I didn't realize. Sorry.
Yeah.
So that sort of like broke her cherry of people not showing up for her.
Right.
And now I don't worry
about
it as much.
That's good. See, it feels good. Feels good.
Yeah.
We had a sleepover. I had a sleepover. It was like seven boys at our house.
Oh, you did?
The other night. It was like Sunny. Yeah. It was like, first of all, he was like, I want to have a sleep. Mom, can I have a sleepover with all my like basketball buddies? Okay. He goes, but not at my house. What? What are you talking about? He goes, but like, because our house is boring. Can we go some, like, maybe Mackie will have it at his house. And Natalia goes, she's in the other room. She hears that. And she goes, excuse me. That's not how it works. She's like, don't you dare invite yourself. Oh, you don't invite. What are you talking about, Sunny? And secretly, I think she wanted it to be at our house so she can hang out with the boys.
Right.
And so anyway, we did. And there was like seven, it turned out to be like this boy. I forgot about this kid. Oh, we forgot about Dan. Oh, let's invite Dan. And then like on the day of the sleepover.
So it did happen at your house.
It did happen at our house. And then
because Mackie's mom was like, no.
Yeah, no. She was like, I'm following the bus. How much do you want from me?
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, you can have a sleepover. I'm not going to ask another mom. Why can't you ask Jensen's mom? I'm not going to ask other people's mother. We can do it here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not that bad of a mother. So he's like, all right. So we do. And then, like, he, of course, like, one kid gets left off. And then the day of the sleepover, I get a text from little Stevie. He wants to know, is Sonny available today to do something?
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, you forgot about Stevie. Like, and he's good friends with him. And I was like, and he's like, I go, well, you text him and tell him. So, like, make it seem like it's a last minute thing that you just, like, you know,
threw together.
Right. And so he comes. So now we got like 7 kids over. And then Adam's trying to be funny with them. So then they're like in the pool swimming. And he walks outside at night and he goes, Adam, Corolla. And he's like trying to get them to do it. Fish out of water. And they all stop and they look and they're like, and Sonny's like, oh my God. And he's like, first of all, Dad, we're not playing that. We're playing a different game. Can you please leave? Adam and I were about to leave to walk to dinner. And he's like, come on, Adam, Corolla, fish out of water. And they're like, what the hell is your dad?
What does that mean?
It meant, you know, Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Marco Polo.
I never heard the fish out of water part.
You don't know. The fish out of water is part of Marco Polo. When
okay.
you go fish out of water, when you think somebody, by the way, who really keeps their eyes closed? You're really going to go on honor system with your eyes? What kind of game is that? You know what I mean? And also, it's a little dangerous, don't you think? Like, what if the kid bumps into something, like chips a tooth? You know, like
right.
that's game's a little like they're not going to play it. And then so
that had like a hint of Rosanna Dana. When
yeah.
you go, what if they chip a tooth?
Oh, they thought I was going to die. A Mr. Richard Fritter from Fort Worth, New Jersey writes in, dear Rosanna, Rosanna Dana. My eye hurts, my favorite. My anyway.
I chip a tooth.
I chip a tooth.
It's like Marco Polo.
Who says a fish out of water? And there's my mom. So then we walk. The funny thing is, though, we're walking to the restaurant, and you can hear the kids, like, fade away. But you start to hear, all of a sudden, you hear, Adam, Corolla. Like, they started playing it.
Oh, my God.
I know. But they were all, it was all sweet. But it's just kind of like they're all turning into little men. Like, their voices are changing. They're getting big. You know, it was cute when they were little and, like, fourth graders. But now these are, like, 7th grade boys in my house, and they're and Natalia's like, can Olivia spend the night? And I'm thinking, no, she cannot. I wouldn't want you spending the night over a house with a bunch of 7th grade, like 7th grade boys.
Right, right.
You know, like
yeah.
I make out a rule, like, no, you can't. When he has somebody and she has somebody, don't, whatever. But anyway, it was nice. They had a good time. Very sweet. So sweet boys. Like, super. And they all kind of have a cute little sense of humor. Like, Adam will walk in and go, you guys want some of my famous chicken liver egg omelet? And then he'd leave, and then he'd come back in half an hour. Like, you boys want some, like, fish gizzards and scrambled eggs? And then he'd leave. And then, you guys want me to be on the mic? Want me to get on the mic? No, Dad. But it was fun. It was nice. But then it's like it's over. Summer's over. They're getting big. It's a little weird to me.
I know.
All, you know, they're getting big. And they're, like, getting, you know, hairy and stuff.
Well, we went to really, really, really quick. I took the kids to see 8th grade. And spoiler alert, so it's about a girl, her last, like, week of 8th grade. And there's one scene. This is so I heard that the movie is totally appropriate except for they just dropped the F-bomb and that's why it got rated R. So it's me and 4 going into 8th grade girls. And there's a scene where there's a boy, like an 8th grade boy, who the girls are like, oh, who she has a crush on. And the other girls are like, oh, I heard he broke up with his girlfriend because she refused to send him dirty pictures. So then the girl goes over to him and makes some joke about, like, she's trying to talk to him. And she says something about, like, oh, my dirty pictures or something. Anyway, the point of this is the guy goes, do you get blowjobs? And, of course, I'm like, oh, my God, like, do my kids even know what that means? Like, do these girls know what a blowjob is? Did I know what a blowjob was in 8th grade? I wasn't sure.
Right.
I wasn't sure how innocent. Like, I feel like Elby's really innocent. But who the hell knows what these kids talk about?
I know.
You know? I mean, I was kind of reading like dirty books mm-hmm. around that age,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. I was
I
too.
Do think I did know what that was. Yeah. And I think I did have a curiosity about it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't assume that my daughter is still like 9.
Right.
Like she is 13 going right. on 14. But I got all freaked out. Then it goes on to a scene where now she's like wanting to understand like blowjob. Like,
are you
kidding? She watches a video of how to give a blowjob. But it's not explicit. It's like a funny kind of like there's like a lady on YouTube who's like, I'm going to teach you about like some oral sex tips. And then she has like a sex toy. Yeah. And I'm sitting there totally mortified going, there's no sex in the movie. It's basically the young girl's take on like seeing that. And she gets like all uncomfortable.
Right.
And like turns it off.
Right. Right.
But still, I was like, oh,
you know,
God.
I know.
Has my daughter ever seen a picture of a sex toy?
Right.
Like, what are they? I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then I talked to some of the other moms and they're like, yeah, they probably do know what that is.
Yeah,
like we all did.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
no,
it's just
I don't
weird
need to
think
yeah,
that
I
our
don't
kids
want
are that innocent.
My kid to think, is it a thing? I can send dirty pictures. Should I do that? Like, I
well,
don't want
no.
them to think that.
I know. But the girl doesn't. Like,
right.
it's not.
Right.
But it's uncomfortable, the situations that I think that may – I don't know. I don't feel like any of the kids that I know or that LB hangs out with would do that. But then who knows? And I know that there are some kind of bad – LB told me there's a couple kids at our school that like already smoke pot. And
yeah.
At this age.
Yeah. Well, I won't be taking them to see that movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit next to them. While All
right.
I'm listening about
Listen,
blowjobs.
We're doing a good Patreon this week. Lynette told some – marriage some marriage stuff
yeah
you know, stuff
if
that I think you guys are not going to want to miss, but you're going to have to sign up for Patreon to
yep.
hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only $5 a month. Go to patreon.com and put in For Crying Out Loud and then sign up that you want to pay $5 monthly to hear all of our personal special stories. For next week when we're dark, the Patreon will be a very specially curated old classic
episode. Okay.
That we're going to handpick for
nice.
You guys. But if you pay $50 a month, we're going to shout out your business like Michelle Baker, who sells Green Horizon CBD oil with no THC. You don't want that. You don't want to get high. If you do, don't get this stuff. So go to mygreenhorizon.com and in the referral box, put FCOL Baker. Lisa Dahl has an online-based women's clothing boutique called Lisa the Shop, L-I-S-S-A theshop.com, and they sell everyday women's fashion loungewear. Jamila Lowe is a childcare consultant, and she's here to help you figure out what you need. Do you need like a babysitter? Do you need a nanny? Do you need an au pair? Go to Jamila Lowe at culturalcare.com/JLOW. That's culturalcare.com/JLOW. Elise Ungs will take a photo of yours and print it on some wood or make you a wood sign. Go to shimlee.com. That's shimlee.com. Or at Instagram, she's at shimleeusa to check them out. Chelsea Marks has a store called painsgray.com. That's painsgray.com. Painsgray.com. They sell furniture, home decor. You can get a rug, a throw pillow, whatever you want. Go check them out. And that is it. So
Okay. Thank
you for listening this week. We love you
thank
guys.
You.
We'll miss
love
you next week. But
yeah, I know. Have a good vacation, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, Kaylin. Have a good vacation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Doesn't know what I'm talking about. Who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own. A place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of a place out west, but what it holds for her, she hasn't guessed. She needs wide open spaces, traveled this road as a child. Wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired. But now she won't be coming back with the rest. If these are life's lessons, she'll take this. Folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like I'd